Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But, you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast.
National Native News, the country and around the world. Hear about top concerns facing Native nations. Tribal history, language, and culture is also part of Indigenous life. Check out our headline news service to learn more. Tune in here for National Native News.
Weekdays at 5:55 on KSJE Farmington.
Hello, everyone. My name is Mick Hess, your host for Roving with the Arts here on KSJE 90.9. Please join me every weekday starting at 9 a.m. for the chance to hear full-length, unabridged opera, ballet, symphonic, and chamber music. I'll share news of local concert events that you may be interested in attending, background information about some of the greatest musical compositions ever written. Tune in weekdays 9 to 10 a.m. and Wednesday from 9 to 10:30.
Yad-A, journey with Native art voices of the Four Corners and me, Vinaya Yazi, where we will trek into the Native artist dialogue and narrative. Together, we will take a glimpse into the art process and the lives of the Navajo, Apache, Ute, and Pueblo artists living within Arizona, Utah, Colorado, and New Mexico. Tune in every third Thursday of the month at 9:30 a.m. or find podcast episodes. Native art voices of the Four Corners, great artist stories are the journey of art in the Four Corners.
AM Tuesday morning here on KSJE. It is time for our Adopt a Pet Tuesday segment, our weekly look at the animals available for adoption at the Farmington Regional Animal Shelter. Amber Francisco is also joining me on the phone this morning from the shelter to talk more about the pets that are available. Amber, good morning.
Good morning, Scott. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you. Thank you for joining us again this week. And let's talk about some of the animals. You guys have been pretty full these last few weeks, huh?
Yes, we've been pretty full, and we are still continuing to be pretty full. So we need people to come down and meet some of these dogs and hopefully take one of them home.
All right. Let's see if we can't get some folks to do that, beginning with Logan. He's on the list this week.
Yes, Logan is a one-year-old healer mix. He's just looking for a new place to call home. When Logan first came to the shelter, he had a really bad injury to one of his hind legs, and it had to be amputated. But if you come down and meet him, it hasn't slowed him down one bit. He's full of life on his three legs and has lots of energy and just needs a loving family to come take him home.
Okay, very good. He's all healed up, right? Ready to go.
Yep, all healed up and ready to go. He's got his bags packed and he's ready for you to come meet him.
Okay, that is Logan, who is available this week at the shelter. Tell us about Tadpole.
Yeah, Tadpole, he would like to come have a family that he could call his own. He loves toys. He's just a five-year-old shepherd mix. Just a young puppy. He's got lots of puppy energy. Needs somebody to love and play with.
All right. Very good. He is ready. Does he like water? Do we know that?
We haven't found that one out yet. So I'm like...
Okay. With a name like Tadpole, I just had to ask.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He probably will.
I would hope so. Okay, that's Tadpole. And then let's talk about some of the cats. We haven't seen cats on the list for a little bit, but you have some available. Birdie is at the shelter, and she would like a calm home, huh?
Yes. She can be a little timid and a little shy, likes to keep to herself. So she would be best in a home where it's quiet and there's not a lot of children running around, and she can just adjust and feel safe in her new home.
Okay. All right. That is Birdie, and she is available this week at the shelter. And last but certainly not least, tell us about Aurora.
Aurora is a stunning two-year-old short hair cat that's looking for a new place to call home. She does well with other cats. She's actually in our social room with another cat right now. She's sweet, loving, just waiting to meet you. If you can see the picture, her eyes just say, come take me home.
Right. They really do, don't they?
Yes, she's got, you always say the puppy dog eye. She's got the kitty eye.
Exactly. That's true. Very true. Well, that is Aurora, and she is available at the shelter as well this week. And you're still pretty full with dogs and cats at this point?
We're not as full with cats, but with dogs, we still have, you know, one adoption opens up a kennel and saves two lives because the one you're taking home and the one that's taking its place.
Yeah.
So we really need some adoptions in our dogs. So please come down. This is just a small selection of who we have. You can go online at pettango.com to see the rest of them. Or better yet, stop on in from 11:30 to 5:30 and just meet some of them.
Okay. There you go. And dog walking is back as well, right, at the summer at the shelter?
Yes, we have reopened our dog walking program. You can sign up online at the City of Farmington on the Animal Shelter page, or you can do it here at the shelter. It's a win-win for everybody. The people get out and exercise, and then our animals get out. The dogs get out, too. So it's a good for everybody, and you get a beautiful park and to walk in right next to our shelter. So come down and sign up.
There you go. Right there. Perfect. Very good. Well, Amber, always appreciate your time and the work that you do with the animals. Everybody at the shelter, we appreciate the work that you all do. So thank you very much.
Thank you, Scott.
Good to talk to you. Thank you. That's Amber Francisco from the Farmington Regional Animal Shelter. She is with me every Tuesday to show us and talk about all these great pets that are available at the shelter each and every week. I'm Scott Micklin. Thank you for joining me, everyone. We appreciate your support as well. As you know, KSJE is a community-supported radio station. We couldn't do half of the things that we do for the community without the support of people just like you. And to find out how you can support the work of KSJE, just go to our website, ksje.com/support. I'll see you tomorrow morning, beginning at 8:10, right here on KSJE Farmington. Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.